I'm Steve Miller reporting. The United States has blacklisted 24 Russian cyber actors for interfering in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and other malicious cyber attacks. The U.S. Treasury Department sanctions targeted the GRU, the Russian Military Intelligence Organization, and 13 Russians already indicted by U.S. Special Counsel Robert Mueller in his investigation of Moscow's meddling in the election and the Internet Research Agency, the St. Petersburg Company, that sought to sow discord in the U.S. election with fake stories and commentary about controversial American issues. The British Prime Minister said it's right for the United Kingdom's government to react in a robust way in response to the poisoning of a former Russian intelligence agent last week. Prime Minister Theresa May also thanked key allies for their solidarity.
Allies are standing alongside us and saying this is part of a pattern of activity that we have seen from Russia in their interference, their disruption that they have perpetrated across a number of countries in Europe. This happened in the UK, but it could have happened anywhere, and we take a united stance against it.
Former Russian intelligence officer Sergei Skripal and his daughter are in critical condition in a British hospital after a suspected nerve agent attack that has brought Russian-British relations to a post-Cold War low. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said thousands of civilians fled the rebel-held area of eastern Ghouta town of Hamarea Thursday as the Syrian army continued to make inroads into the last major stronghold in the area. This is VOA News. Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman likened Iran's supreme leader to Adolf Hitler and said that Saudi Arabia will quickly develop a nuclear bomb if Iran does the same. That is from an excerpt from a forthcoming CBS 60 Minutes interview airing Sunday. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he would not recertify the 2015 agreement between Iran, the U.S., and five other world powers, maintaining it was too lenient and that Iran had violated parts of that deal. North Korea's foreign minister is due to visit Sweden Thursday, Nicholas Swanstrom, director of the Institute for Security and Development Policy.
The assumption is, of course, that they will speak a bit about the proposed talks between Donald Trump and Kim Jong-un. But that has not been confirmed in any way, and that's just pure speculation at this stage.
The Swedish Foreign Ministry says Ri Yong-ho will meet his Swedish counterpart, Margot Wallström. The ministry said talks will focus on Sweden's consular responsibility as a protecting power for the United States, Canada, and Australia, but also will address the security situation on the peninsula. The Afghan Taliban's silence to the latest offer of unconditional talks by the Kabul government has raised hopes in Islamabad and Washington. The insurgent group may be considering joining the peace process. Jeff Custer reports.
The Taliban have promptly rejected previous offers of negotiations, but Pakistani military leaders contend their renewed push to bring insurgents to the table has led to the change in behavior. A senior military official said a recent open letter from the Taliban seeking direct talks with the United States was also an outcome of Pakistan's fresh push, in partnership with other key stakeholders, to try to end the Afghan war. The official said the peacemaking effort is also leading to improvement in Islamabad's relations with Kabul and Washington. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned Thursday the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA, could soon run out of money.
I have spoken to many of you about the situation. UNRWA's Commissioner General has also been seeking your support. We sense a very high level of concern. But now we need high-level action to translate concern into cash.
The United Nations did receive pledges of nearly $100 million in new funding Thursday, but still facing a nearly $350 million shortfall this year. South Africa's health minister expects the infections from the worst listeria outbreak in history that has killed 180 people since January last year to increase, and also warned that there could also be other cases in the southern African region. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1. Let's keep it moving. Keep it moving.